This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Thumbs up. This is your IGN review of Fallout Season 1 by Matt Perslow. War. War never changes. It's the ominous line that opens every game in the 26-year-old Fallout RPG series. But while that may ring true for the tone of the eternal nuclear wasteland setting, thankfully the tide has largely turned for TV adaptations of video games. Following in the footsteps of HBO's The Last of Us and Netflix's Arcane, Prime Video now has itself an all-time great in Fallout, a confident and accomplished post-apocalyptic show that proudly wears its heritage on its sleeve, quite literally, when it comes to its iconic blue and yellow Vault-Tec jumpsuits, while simultaneously being a compelling sci-fi drama all of its own. It's not hard to see why Amazon went to bat for Fallout. This is a weird, often hyper-violent, sometimes satirical black comedy that sits comfortably next to The Boys. While never quite as puerile or gross as some of Vought's most extreme moments, Fallout consistently uses the darkness of its irradiated landscape to spin surreal jokes, from a talking brain in a jar to an organ-harvesting robot spouting the honeyed tones of Matt Berry of What We Do in the Shadows fame. Produced by Westworld's Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, Fallout is set canonically within the world and continuity of the games, but its 8-episode first season isn't directly connected to anything you may have played. That means no prior experience is necessary in order to jump in with this entirely new cast of characters, starting with Ella Purnell's Lucy. Raised in Vault 33, one of many Fallout shelters built by the Vault-Tec company over 200 years ago, she's never known life outside its impressively realized steel and concrete walls. As such, she's an embodiment of the can-do spirit of pre-Great War America, which has been preserved for generations in this underground tin can. One of the greatest challenges Fallout faced was turning the world of the games into a live-action universe. Thanks to a truckload of Amazon money and talented production designers, though, Nolan, Joy, and showrunners Geneva Robertson-Dworet and Graham Wagner have done an admirable job of it. This is a wonderfully tangible apocalypse, full of colorful oddballs and soundtracked by the 1950s best bops. Every space bursts with personality, much of that arriving via the astonishing attention to detail in all the items, weapons, and recognizable iconography. Nuka-Cola bottles litter shelves, characters heal themselves with stim packs, and Vault 33 is inch for inch damn near perfect, right down to the emergency override switches. You don't need to know the games to appreciate the craft behind it, but if you do, there's a lot to love. The characters, locations, and situations all feel authentic to Fallout. And yes, while the immaculate, game-accurate production design is partially responsible for this, most of the show's ultimate success is down to the work of Robertson, Dworet, and Wagner, and their efforts to make an original story that's distinctly Fallout. It's in direct contrast to Paramount Plus's dull Halo series, which fails to capture the urgency and spectacle of its source material, despite all the ripped from the game's armor designs and FPS action sequences. Fallout's scripts nail the humor, capture the satire, and understand the subject matter of the series, all without leaning on any pre-existing story. This could have been a live-action replica of game characters and cutscenes you've seen before. Instead, it's a fresh and essential story that uses a new medium to enrich the Fallout universe for diehard fans and rolls out a welcome mat for new audiences. A bright and funny apocalypse filled with dark punchlines and bursts of ultra-violence, Fallout stands up there with The Last of Us among the best game adaptations ever made. Brilliantly constructed, its three distinct leads travel through cleverly linked storylines that build to a fantastic finale, Along the way, there's a megaton of treats for long-term fans, thanks to immaculate production design and attention to detail, but never at the expense of making this an ideal starting point for the uninitiated. It's another special effort from Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, and easily earns a big thumbs up. Fallout Season 1's IGN score? 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Fallout updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.